Hi, Grace. Thank you so much for joining me today. Do you mind introducing yourself?
Oh, thanks, Lorenda. I'm Grace Wong. I'm the chair of the board of the Chinese Canadian Museum Society of British Columbia.
Thank you so much for joining us. And do you mind sharing a little bit about what the Chinese Canadian Museum is?
Well, very happy to. It's relatively a new organization, although the idea about starting a Chinese Canadian Museum had beginnings in 2017 with a provincial commitment to establish a Chinese Canadian Museum, first in Canada. And then we also had a working group, and I was a member of that working group, 22 members looking at this idea and delving deeper into the idea. And during this period, you know, there were a couple of pretty major studies and reports to inform us. And we also had engagement, public engagement, community meetings to hear from people and gather ideas. And what do they think about establishing, and what do they expect to see in a Chinese Canadian museum? We had those consultations in five locations around the province, Vancouver, Richmond, Nanaimo, Victoria, and Kamloops. Then in March of last year, the Chinese Canadian Museum Society of BC was formally formed as an independent nonprofit society with a 20-person board. We have two provincial government directors and one City of Vancouver director, reflecting, the partnership that we have with government. In July of last year, the BC government announced a $10 million investment to establish this museum. And in August, we launched our inaugural exhibition called A Seat at the Table, Chinese Immigration and British Columbia, as a temporary exhibit in the historic Hong Seng building in Vancouver Chinatown. And a companion exhibition has now been opened in the Museum of Vancouver location as well.
Now, I believe folks can book a time to view that exhibition at the Museum of Vancouver. I've heard from some colleagues that they've been going and checking it out and they've been really enjoying it. So I believe you can still book a time if you're interested in seeing that. Just a little promo for the exhibition. Mm-hmm. And I also just wanted to mention, Grace, I did see the news article. I think we actually covered it in the BCMA's Muse News podcast about the funding that came from the government for the Chinese Canadian Museum. I believe it was 10 million.
Yes, that's right.
That's fantastic. It was so exciting to see that article and to be able to share it on our podcast with the community and to see that funding coming for such a important project. Now I believe I read in the article in it, and we've discussed this prior to this this chat here, that the Chinese Canadian Museum uses a hub and spoke model. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And thanks for noting that, you know, people are very welcome to come. We launched this exhibit, and it was to give a flavor of what do we mean by Chinese Canadian Museum? What might be the style of what it would be like? And it was very gratifying to see people come down, even with the midst of this pandemic and the controls that we obviously should put in place. We've had over 2,300 people coming, and that's the exhibit's only open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, that kind of shows how people really have enjoyed the exhibit, and that certainly energizes us for the future work as well. So back to Hub and Spoke, it is a rather unique feature. This museum is the first in Canada to look at Chinese Canadian history and contributions and reflect that into our understanding of the full history of our province and our country. The other pretty unique feature is Hub and Spoke. The idea being that there would be a provincial hub in Vancouver Chinatown, and then regional hubs through other parts of the province. And then around each hub would be spokes of, you know, other historic sites. Examples are Chinese cemeteries. I've seen some of them in other parts of the province. And we want to highlight all that, and as a way of showing that Chinese Canadian history was really throughout our province. So we want to create this network across the whole province. And you know, the history and the stories, I think, are truly interconnected across the province.
That's fantastic, because I really do think often the conversations when you see regional museums can be just about that specific location. But when you're talking mm-hmm. about things that mm-hmm. are province and worldwide, mm-hmm. having opportunities to dive into those topics in different locations where those histories are present is an amazing opportunity and a great way to do that. So if there were other museums across BC that were interested in supporting the Chinese Canadian Museum in this hub and spoke model, how could they?
Well, we believe at the heart of this is really collaboration and sharing. We're a new organization. We're working hard on many fronts, right? We're setting up our foundations, certainly our governance. We have our first strategic plan and so forth. We have 5 strategic goals and priorities, and 2 of them relate to relationships, identifying, building and nurturing key relationships, and then regional hubs and spokes, identifying partners in this regard. You know, we see our role as kind of amplifying what's being done across the province, connecting, pointing to, highlighting. I think the being in Vancouver and the provincial hub in Vancouver Chinatown, it means that as people come through, connecting physically, but also virtually, that we are hopefully a portal, and that, again, we highlight across province, and then people may be inspired, we hope inspired, to actually visit places throughout BC and see these things and experience for themselves. So that's at the heart of at least connecting, sharing information. We know there are collections and great work being done in local museums in many, many parts of BC. I'll also mention that A Sea at the Table was designed as a traveling exhibition. You know, it will be in the location right now in Vancouver Chinatown for some time. It will be potentially through most of 2021 even. But there are 4 multimedia stations with text, photo, and video panels that can be swapped out, and local content can be put in. So it'll be great to bring this to other locations in BC. The current one, the exhibition, food is a central theme. And the current exhibition features early Chinese restaurants in Chinatown, but those panels can certainly be replaced. You know, as just one example, Chinese Canadian restaurants, again, throughout the province, right? So depending on where it ends up, then highlighting some of those. I think as it travels, we want to keep gathering and highlighting stories in other locations. Even now, though, you know, we are a provincial museum, and we have examples of a range of places, Quesnel, Nanaimo, Victoria, and Nelson. We have stories and pictures and so on there. So you know, more to come, I think. But number one is certainly getting to know each other, getting connected. There are also, I think, many opportunities for virtual collaboration, maybe virtual programming, fostering connection between communities, public education. We certainly want to support building capacity within communities to conserve histories. We have been working with some UBC students in a project which want to support the continuation of collecting stories. So even right now at the exhibit, there is a station where people could, you know, share through writing or recording. And we have some student volunteers to support that. So again, it's certainly more to come. I certainly want to highlight that an early collaboration was with Museum of Vancouver and UBC on A Seat at the Table. The co-curators were Vivian Gosselin of Museum of Vancouver and Professor Henry Yu and Denise Fong of UBC.
Thank you. I'm so happy to hear that the exhibit is going to make its way traveling, because, as you know, the BCMA supports all organizations throughout the province. So it's fantastic to hear that folks listening to this podcast here who might be in the interior or farther away from the Lower Mainland may have an opportunity to check out the exhibit at some point in time in the future. And that's so lovely to hear also the virtual programming that will be coming up. I know I've seen a few webinars already, I think for the 17th, February 17th, where you can connect and hear Denise Fong and Dr. Henry Yu chat about the project that they worked on. Am I correct? Is that the right date? Do you have that?
Well, there was one that was kind of the virtual tour with a panel discussion, and that was with our co-curators. But the one on February 17th is, I think it'll be great fun, is actually called Cousins Across the Water in Conversation, with the theme of Lunar New Year and sharing stories from their own personal past, as well as just sharing the cultural traditions. And that's actually Professor Imogene Lim, who's with Vancouver Island University in Nanaimo. And Imogene is also a member of our board. And then also Zoe Lam is a professor in the UBC Cantonese program. So I think that's highlighting some traditional customs and such as a major cultural event for Chinese worldwide and for other groups as well.
Amazing.
So that's actually the 17th. And people can register on through the website. The website being www.ChineseCanadianMuseum.ca.
That's fantastic. I was going to say, I'll include a link to that in this podcast description, because there's always a description for these that goes up on our website. And so if you're listening to this off of our social media and you don't know the link that I'm talking about, I'll make sure you got that. And Grace just shared the website there. So that's fantastic. And this actually kind of ties in. I feel like you just shared, my next question was going to be, what's next for the Chinese Canadian Museum? And I feel like you've touched on that a little bit about what's coming up in the future, but I just wanted to ask if there's anything else you want to share about what's coming up and what's next for the Chinese Canadian Museum.
Well, you know, certainly as we've been chatting, I think that people have a sense of what, you know, things we're developing. You know, one of the areas we will be looking at is, fleshing out, such as in the provincial hub, you know, what is the programming? And so we're starting to turn attention to that. A way of summarizing would be, actually, again, just mentioning our five strategic goals and priorities. So developing relationships, I've mentioned, developing resources, we all need that, developing the organization, so organizational development. And then one I haven't mentioned, but I think people would understand, we need to identify a site and develop this provincial hub museum. So we're working very hard on that. And then, of course, developing the regional hubs and spokes. I actually do want to say thank you for the opportunity of sharing about the Chinese Canadian Museum. We are a member of BC Museum Association, and we really look forward to more interaction in the future with everyone.
Thank you so much. That's so kind of you to say. You already just shared the website, but I just want to say, if you wanted to direct people to where they could find out more information, did you want to share that website one more time? Do you have a social media?
Well, I'll direct to the website, because I think things will be there. And then I'll mention that, you know, Sarah Ling is our program and exhibition manager located at the Hon Sing. But our website, www.ChineseCanadianMuseum.ca.
Thank you.
Thank you.